You Should Learn. I am Dennis Cummings with
Trey Runzer.
And sadly, our friend Cole could not make it today. He is feeling under the weather, but hopefully he can make it next week. And what are we talking about today, Trey?
Tesla and their company.
Oh, like the car and all that?
Yeah.
Yeah, invented by Elon Musk.
Yeah.
What's the main subject we're talking about Tesla today, though?
I think we're going to be talking about their autopilot and their new car and like...
Oh, the new truck, the Cybertruck?
Yeah.
Yeah, that they released maybe a week ago? I'm not too sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know it was a few days ago because I was reading on the news about how their window was supposed to be bulletproof.
Yeah.
And someone threw a rock at it and the whole thing is shattered. Didn't fall down, but like there was like a big thing. But
yeah, definitely room for improvement on the design side too, eh?
Yeah, but let me add to like the autopilot. Like, what do you think about it?
I think it's actually really good that they're doing this because like lots of the older people, they're not able to drive very good now because they're swerving around the roads and their eyesight's not as good, their hearing's not as good, right?
I know what you mean by that. I was actually searching the autopilot up and there's only been two accidents that like I could find, and they were both with the autopilot and it was on the highway. Oh, not both of them. The one was in an intersection. It's because the autopilot likes to follow lines, and in an intersection they don't have many lines, so that's what happened. It got hit by a truck. Sad. It was sad.
Yeah.
But the autopilot, like, I think that's a good idea, like for emergencies and all that too. Like, let's say
it'll just take over at you, right?
Yeah, like if like even if like you're in like you had to get somewhere fast and all that, and like you had to watch someone because they're like maybe like going into like they're sick or something like that, and like it was bad.
Yeah.
You could get the autopilot to drive you to the hospital while you help take care.
Yeah.
Which I believe that would be a good idea. But anyway. Battery. What about the battery?
Well, you know when you get like an RC car or something like that, and the battery only lasts for about 10 or 20 minutes like that, it's not fun, right? So, most people are wondering, how long does the Tesla battery last for? Well, it lasts for about 3 or 4 hours, possibly, and it only takes half hour to 45 minutes to charge, which is awesome because you're going to take a break after 4 hours of driving, right?
Well, it depends if you don't, like...
Yeah.
But even though, like, that's still pretty cool, and, like, that could cut down, like, tons of pollution.
Yeah.
But what about, like, bumpy roads or something like that? Like, wouldn't that, like, take a bit of the battery out or something?
Up and down hills might take a little... Uphills might take a little bit off the battery a little bit more, but if you're going down the hills, it'll actually charge the battery from the wheel spin.
I found that actually like really cool. That's like the first like thing out of all cars.
Yeah,
like you don't see that with Dodge, Ford, Chev,
no,
and like other cars like that. Like, I found that cool. Like,
yeah, that's really cool that
like
they do
that's
that.
A neat thing. But it, of course, it's gonna take out more energy going up a hill than going down.
Yeah, so you're
yeah, you're charging the battery.
Yeah, you're equaling it out.
I was actually reading, like, speaking of Elon Musk, I was reading in how he was buying all the PV March and trying to, like, they're redoing it so they could get, like, a charging station for Tesla.
Yeah.
And, first of all, that's cool, but, like, holy, that's a lot of money.
Yeah.
Like, even for me, like, that's probably, like, millions of dollars easy.
Yeah.
And I find that cool. That's a neat thing.
But that makes it accessible for everyone, right? So if you have a car and a PV Mart in your town, you can have a Tesla.
But then again, think about the smaller towns. Like, I don't think you do it to as smaller towns, but
right.
If he's making them too big, like, a lot more of, like, higher paid people, like, to, like, buy cars like that. Like, I was watching YouTube, and a whole bunch of YouTubers, like, when Tesla first came out, like, they were, like, spending all their money on it, and, like, that's how a big chunk of sales first happened, because YouTubers were buying it. But,
yeah, I don't necessarily think it's as much money, because you're spending $80,000 at the beginning, but you're paying about $20 a month to charge your car.
But
right?
Monthly bills too. You have right. to think about that.
Yeah. But it's definitely not as much. Like, it's $80 to fill a car each week, right?
That's not a week. If you drive a lot, well, if you drive a lot, it's very dependent. But anyway, more of speaking about Elon Musk, I heard that he bought SpaceX.
He owns SpaceX now, and yeah, SpaceX is actually like almost the new NASA now, because
like SpaceX has been coming out with the more new technologies, cooler stuff.
NASA had the space shuttle, which would land like an airplane and take off like an airplane, but now they retired the last one, so now they have to use these ones from Russia that just they blast out rockets at the last second to slow them down. So that's exactly what SpaceX is doing now.
Tesla's like a very neat thing, but covering everything would take a long time, and we only have so much time a day to do this stuff, and remember, we still have problems and all that. But, yeah, we have problems and all that, like setting it up and getting ready, so hopefully next podcast you listen to
is going to be a little bit more smooth.
Bit more organized, because me and Trey had a hard time, like, trying to begin everything.
Yeah.
But next week we're hoping to release about one podcast to two new ones, and signing off for now, Dennis comes.